Thank you, Lord.
He sits high, looks down low, guides my feet wherever I go. And when I don't understand, I have a father. And ascended in the sky. I did not love humanity so much that I would die. I can't even name the stars or count the grains of sand. Oh, but I have a father.
Help him, Lord, we pray, dear God.
I would approach your presence this morning, greatly desiring your prayers.
Help him, Lord.
Thoroughly enjoyed the message Brother Junior had, what Brother Terry read to us this morning. And I think it's good to read God's Word and study on it and desire the spiritually discerned, I believe the Bible says. It takes God to the Holy Ghost just to come down and work with your mind and your heart before you can receive something. That's absolutely from the Lord this morning. I thought about Brother Junior said it's by grace through faith this morning, not of works, at least any man would boast. It is the gift of God. Uh-huh. And it's not of works this morning. I believe that with everything that's in me. I believe it takes God to be in charge to save you every dying soul this morning. Not to counterdict, but to agree with Brother Junior. Faith without works this morning is dead.
Amen.
There's works on the other side. Sure. You know, there's a change. Brother Junior preached. I love to hear about this eternal salvation. it scares me to death about those that come in and go out and wander all around and don't know where they're at or what they're doing. I like to hear about a God that makes a change. That comes in, moves in, casts him out, and leads me around and orders my feet in a path set before me. That's the kind of God that I trust this morning. Not one that's going to lead me out in the wilderness and to wander around for 40 years and then come back home and say, where you been? I believe that if God moves in, that you're going to walk in his ways and you're going to serve him and you'll have good works right here in this land.
That's right.
I believe that this morning. I believe the Bible backs that up, don't it, Brother Junior? I understand. And the Ten Commandments this morning. In the olden times, by the flesh, people tried to make themselves good enough. Year by year by year, they had to come back. I wonder why that it only stays sin for a year. Have you ever thought about that today? It's impossible to be perfected in the flesh. And that's the way it was. And Brother Terry spoke about this change, the grace covenant. Those same laws, they shall not have no other God before me. He wrote them somewhere, my friend. I don't think they were thrown away for a minute. Jesus said, I came to fulfill the letter of the law, to the I and the dot, to the dot of the I and the cross of the T today. If it was wrong to commit adultery under the law, it was wrong after Jesus moves in. It's still wrong. I'm telling you today that God enables you as a Christian today to walk in His ways. I'm telling you it's the truth today. The Spirit, He said it's expedient that I go away. For if I go not, the Comforter won't come. We need it this morning, children. And Jesus knew our needs. And He said something. What was it going to do? Teach us truths in all matters today. Bless the name of the Lord. Who's the truth today? This man called Jesus, who came in and took up His abode and made a change in me. And now I'm a walking in a way that's ordered of the Lord. And buddy, I'm telling you, it's going to get better. Yes, morning, I've got a great promise, and it's not true in this land. I've got my eyes set on glory this morning. The road is laid out before me. You might look at me and worry a little bit. It seems like I have a hard time sometimes. But listen what He said. That the sufferings of this world, they're not worthy today to be compared to the glory this morning that God has set for His children today. Yeah, I'm pressing on to the mark this morning. CDs, I pray to this man called Jesus, to God in the name of this man called Jesus. Sometimes I can sit there and listen to birds sing, and I'm just a step away. Oh, but sometimes I'm way down in there in the lowly bar, and don't know how to get out. But I'm still walking in faith. Have you ever thought about that? When do you need faith, children? Not when you're ready to step in, but when you're so far away that you can't feel Him. Just keep on keeping on today. And the Lord, He won't let you down. Just keep on keeping on. This man called Jesus, He's going to make a change. Listen, listen. They went around preaching the resurrection of the dead.
They didn't believe
persecuted for it. They sure was. Paul was beaten, wasn't he?
Yes, he
was. He cast out. Brother Junior said they changed his name.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what God done to him. He changed his sermon. The letter of the law that day. You know what he come preaching?
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus is the way.
The truth.
And the spirit this morning that'll call you out of darkness.
And the light.
This man called Paul, he had a message and it didn't change. He had an experience.
Yes, he did.
I'm glad that I had an experience. That the Lord moved in. And I felt the overshadowing of the Holy Ghost. And just run over me like warm water. And wash me clean. And a burden. You want an experience? Man. You wait till God moves in. Yeah, and cast out the old. Bless the name of the Lord this morning.
Amen.
Life comes in.
I'm telling you, I got something to be thankful for today.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, there's a better day coming. And I believe it this morning. Why? Because there's a spirit that bears witness with my spirit that I am a child of the King today.
There you go, buddy.
Oh, glory this morning. Don't you want to go to heaven? I sure do.
Me too.
I sure do. But you got to be born again.
That's right.
That's just simple as that. Take it any way you want it.
Absolutely.
If you're not born again, oh Lord, you love that which you hate. You ever thought about that? You ever prayed for somebody who despitefully used you? I'm telling you this morning, God can make that possible today. His love, His mercy, plead their case. And oh, what a witness it is. Oh, when you're able to stand before Him and absolutely not covet what another man has. Yeah, but He's my brother, I'm His, and we're yours, Lord. Ain't it good today to be able to worship the Lord? I bless the name of the Lord this morning. It's all in the blood today.
There you go.
God allows us to go that way.
True.
Jesus this morning, He's worthy. Worthy to be praised. But I have great problems in this world. My faith, I'm like the disciples. Lord God, strengthen my unbelief.
Yes, Lord.
This morning, brother Jerry, I've got unanswered prayers right here in this world. I've got things that I've asked God to do for me, and He ain't done. And have you ever been there, brother?
Yeah, sure.
Don't shake the very foundation on that which you stand. That's of the flesh this morning. Sometimes we ask things for our own well-being, Brother Junior. I'm not understanding God's ways this morning. I know in my heart this morning that when I pray for my children, my greatest desire should be, God save their soul. I give them a home in glory. For everything here is temporal and is going to pass away. But there's a heaven after the Lord. Save my children today and take them home. You compare eternity for just a few days. Oh, Lord. Let my prayer be that my wayward children will see that light that's shining in the darkness and lead them home.
Yeah,
clean them up. God strengthen them to walk in this untoward world that's full of pain, sin, and torment. But God be merciful unto their cries. And He will. And He will. We need to raise them up believing that. Calling out to this man called Jesus. And I'm telling you that someday, if they will, that God's already prepared the way. Brother Junior said that he said he'd go away and prepare a place. I'm glad that my children have got a cross called Calvary. Oh, that they can walk up to and the blood came dripping down.
Yeah.
And they can get a taste of that and change their destination.
That's right, Brother Ryan.
Don't you ever forget it. The Lord changes. The Lord changes. It doesn't matter if he was a blind man, he'd come forth seeing. Yeah, if he was a lame man, he said to get up. Oh, the Lord changed. You think about that. His hand was withered. and it came forth as it was new. Oh, the Lord changes. Ain't he glorious this morning?
Praise the Lord.
Yes, he is. Praise. I just never forget today. And the Lord changes things. As one star different from another,
so
is the resurrection.
There you go.
Not today.
There you go.
You think the Lord don't change things? When this world hides you away in a little box and covers you up with dirt, and the Lord's going to come back on a cloud of glory and that brand new name and speak that name, and that body's coming out of there, and you think the Lord don't change things? And glory, glory! I'm glad today that I know this man called you.
There you go.
He ain't through. Brother Ronnie. Yeah, glory this morning. I'm waiting on that change.
Man,
walking in a land of troubles and sorrows.
But
then,
got that right.
Oh, but a great, great promise.
In that morning, Brother Ronnie, in that morning.
The Bible says that it's better not to make a promise than to make a promise and break a promise.
Right. That's right. Yeah. That's the truth.
I don't want to hurt your feelings, but Brother Ronnie does that sometimes.
We all do.
But the Lord won't.
He can't.
That which he
he
promised.
Can't.
We're going to be able to enjoy. I'm glad that it's that way today.
Yes,
that grace covenant, Brother Terry, of that promise sometimes that I might not do, had the very intention of doing it, Brother Jim. Yeah. At the time that I made it, but life changes, troubles come, sickness is all over, but the Lord won't change his ways for me or nobody else.
There you go, brother.
But he'll change you.
Yeah.
That you'll be able to walk.
Conform you.
Right in the middle. His commandments are not greedy.
Not to his people.
What do you think about that? If they ain't saved, they can't keep them. They can't walk in his way. They'll stay a while, but shortly they'll go away. Now I'm telling you this morning, you've got to believe in a God that's able. You've got to believe in a God that does things, that is able to deliver that which I've committed unto him against the saving of my soul today. I'm telling you, God loves you. He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever will this morning shall not perish but have everlasting life. Do you believe that this morning?
I believe it.
Absolutely.
See, that faith's a hard thing. Everything in this world points crossways. Different. Wrong. I seen some pictures on the internet last night. My wife showed me. This prophet that prophesied that yesterday was going to be the last day. You know, the Bible says that the angels, that God from heaven, it's locked up with him, ain't it, Brother Jim?
Yeah.
I worry not about what man says.
No.
But here's the picture that they got wrong. They had a picture of a dog on a leash and the man's clothes laying beside it. They had a picture of a man and wife and the one gone and one left. But I'm telling you, it's misconceptions, children. Those that don't make it to glory, they'll be running for the rocks and the fire. Like the dying can't die. It won't be a pretty little scene with people looking around saying, oh, I thought you made it. It'll be a bunch of people running around crying for mercy, wanting to go and can't go. Today is the day that the Lord has made. You'd better get ready, children. He's coming back someday, and you won't get a go unless you've been born again.
That's right, Brother Ron.
I love you all. Love Brother Terry and Brother Junior. Me and my wife was talking coming down. She said, we're talking about the lack of ministers that came out to the house of the Lord. It seemed like anymore. She said, I'd rather hear one good one than five bad.
Yeah.
So I'm going to sit down and let her listen to good ones this morning. Bless Brother Terry.
All right, brother.
May the good Lord of all glory bless y'all. And my honest desire and my prayer is true, that if you don't know the Lord today,
that you'd come to know him in a free pardon and remission of sins, have that same experience. And you know, Saul became Paul, but he seen a great light and a voice spoke to him. He wasn't saved there. He was led down in to where?
He was headed to Damascus.
That's where he was led by hand, wasn't he? Unable to see. And for 3 days he sat there praying, didn't he, Brother Junior? Eating nothing. Now, buddy, you talking about a man searching for something. And the Lord picked a man out and said, go to him and tell him. I'm telling you, you've heard the gospel this morning. The death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Any man preach any other thing other to you than this, let him be cursed this morning. There's life in the blood this morning. Bless the name of the Lord today. Glory, glory this morning. Ain't he good?